This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's Hour 5 of the Nation. A pregame coming up at 6:30, Rangers-Astros. Salute to Eric Nadel, who joined us earlier, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And it's time now for Woolchuck's Proper Round Tripper. Here's the Wooly Bully.
Seeing a lot of Astro fans here at Globe Life Field. So, Ranger fans, just make sure you make this your home over the weekend. All right, let them know. Let them know who's boss as we go ahead and probably get out the brooms, get a sweep here of these Astros as they're coming off a loss to the Yankees 8-4 in a game that, well, Aaron Boone was calling out the Stros for possibly cheating. We go to the Yankees television network as Taylor Trammell in the ninth inning. Well, there might have been some foolery going on with the bat.
For first place tomorrow against Toronto, that one's driven deep to left field. And Dominguez is going to play it off the wall. It gets by him. Caratini will go to third, going to second. Now they're checking out Trammell's bat. Remember, he was with the Yankees for a short period of time last year. Do they have some sort of intel that they're having the umpires look at the bat?
Manager, like Billy Martin did to George Brett.
This is a rules check about a bat regulations.
Now you see there's a mark on the bat there. I don't know if it's a label of some sort. That's
there's
much higher than it should be. And it doesn't look like it's a label.
It's just scratched out. That's an unusual looking bat. I've never seen a bat with that kind of markings on it.
Now they are going to give the bat to an official, and he'll probably take it to the umpire's room. We've heard stories of this too, David, where people have crawled through the ceiling to get the bat when it was taken away.
Yeah.
Well, Taylor Trammell did not like this. After the game, he was not happy that he had to have his bat looked at. He said, I've had this bat since I've been here. I've had it for a long time. I usually take BP with it. I use it in games. I use it in the triple A's. I use it every time I need it. The only thing I just don't have a gloss finish is on my bat. Paint wears down. That's what happened here. It's just the paint wearing down on the bat. I don't know. When it comes to the Houston Astros, I think there's probably some foul play going on.
I kind of think it's interesting that the guy played for the Yankees. And they're like,
they see some discoloration on the
bat.
And
they're like,
something's up here.
Yeah, our former guy's kind of got some shadiness to his game.
Yeah, they said the bat's worn down a little bit. He uses it all the time. That's all it is. It's not an illegal bat. But I mean, I had never seen a mark quite like that. Now you can use pine tar and other stuff on your bat, but this was sketchy. I kind of understand Aaron Boone for calling this out and having them at least check it. And I think we just need to monitor this series that some of these Houston hitters, these bats are all kosher.
I think that'd be a smart move. Woolchuck, would not be surprised if they have multiple cheating operations going down as we speak.
I think that they've probably got all kinds of things. They're bugging the Rangers clubhouse, anything to try and get an edge.
That gave me some nostalgia for the George Brett pine tar incident, though, Brian. You know what I'm talking about. One
yes.
of the great moments in baseball history.
Yeah, I do.
With the chewing tobacco flying out of his mouth as he read the ump the right act.
Yeah. Amazing.
Home run taken away from him.
Well, it is going to be Merrill Kelly tonight, and I'm hoping Merrill Kelly can get it done. It's Colton Gordon, who's 4-4, the 5.64 ERA for the Stros. And, you know, I'm putting in the call for a big series from Cody Freeman. There's something about Cody Freeman that just screams October postseason hero to me.
And really?
I think he's going to be able to catapult this team into the wild card. And once we get in there, Cody Freeman's going to be the 2023 version that Evan Carter was for this team.
I was hoping for Janko, but if you can give me Evan Carter, wow.
We're setting records. We're taking names. And we're going to the postseason, baby.
I do like how the young players are starting to arrive, and I think it's a testament to the traits that CY is looking for.
Yeah. Damn right.
Just absolute maniacs out there on the diamond.
And he told us, look, people were calling for Freeman. They were calling for Alejandro Suna. We didn't want to give them up. Why? Because these are the kind of guys that we wanted. And now they're up here.
Gamers.
Now they're going to perform against this disgusting Houston Astros team. And I can't wait to watch them get their ass kicked. I mean, every time I'm out here and I just start to see this orange
tint, I know.
I'm just reminded of how much, like last night, every time I see that Eagle green, I'm reminded how much I can't stand the Eagles. And that's what makes the Cowboys blowing that game last night that much more irritating. The Rangers are not going to do that. They're going to salvage this. If it's not a sweep, it's at least 2 of 3. But I'm ready for Merrill Kelly to just be a buzzsaw.
No hitter?
I mean, maybe a no hitter. Maybe a damn perfect game, Brian.
I like what you're trying to do.
And then DeGrom tomorrow?
I like what you're trying to do.
Perfect
really
game?
Do.
No hitter?
Hey.
Back-to-back nights.
I'm just telling you, man.
Right here.
When CY tells me it's over, I'll
He's never
going to
tell
over.
You that. He's not going to tell you that. Because it's never over. Because we're in it. And you're not taking the Rangers out of the fight. That's for damn sure. All right, let's go to ESPN's Kylie McDaniel. Speaking of the Rangers.
Kylie Mack.
Where's their core rank? Core rankings across Major League Baseball. Who has the most star talent?
19.
I was going to say, this isn't fair because we have Seager dealing with the appendectomy
well,
right now.
Well, that doesn't matter. That still counts towards your star talent.
That's just it's a core
we're
issue.
We're 19th.
Eighth.
Eighth?
12th.
We're scrolling way down.
Vivaldi, DeGrom, 14. Seager, Simeon.
We're 14.
14?
14. Elite, Corey Seager and Wyatt Langford.
Bang,
what about
bang.
Our pitchers?
Plus Jacob DeGrom and Marcus Simeon.
Oh,
I don't know how DeGrom's not elite, but that's okay. Solid, Evan Carter, Josh Young, Josh Smith, Sebastian Walcott, ooh, Cody Bradford, Leiter, Rocker, Berger, David Davila, Winston Santos, and Alejandro Osuna. You know who is not in this? And that's why I know Kylie McDaniel. Dude, do your homework and put the Rangers higher. My guy Cody Freeman.
Boom.
Not even listed.
He's got balls of steel late in the game.
Are you kidding me? The disrespect. I'm sick and tired of
it. It's bad journalism right there. I'd rip his press pass, Wolchuk.
They should have at least been at 13, and he's got him at 14.
The what Cody the Freeman point? Bump is wonder, at least worth one spot in the rankings.
I wonder if he was here, like, was he? You think he was here for the World Series?
Kylie?
Yeah.
She.
Is it she?
No, it's a he.
Wow.
Kylie yeah, go I, either
I'm
way.
Asking that. That's an upset.
I'm asking that question because Eric probably butt in front of him in line to get a couple of burgers in the press box area.
That's possible.
Maybe that pissed him off.
Hey, yeah, maybe I ever was, since then he's like, yeah.
Eric,
I had a championship hunger about me, okay, and so did the guys on the diamond.
I'm saying this. I appreciated coming in to get my media pass and get my free food tickets and give them to Eric.
That was clutch.
Because I knew they were going to go to good use.
Brats. Can I just ask you guys a question? Were you taking shots when I was in the bathroom last break?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm just getting that Friday vibe.
I love it, man. That's good Friday energy.
I wouldn't mind having a shot ski.
Get this man some shots.
Let's get some shots up in here. No, I just we can see the finish line. And I really do hate the Astros. The one thing of note here,
maybe
though,
a little deprivation.
Yeah, I've been
smelling the weekend for about an hour, but now you can start to taste it.
I'm
taste
so it. Happy this is all about to be over with. My day's about to end.
I know. It's been a long
no podcasting tonight?
No, I'm not going to lie. You might pass me on 35. The car might be into a pole just so I can sleep a little.
You stop at the Chinese buffet?
No, hell no.
Come on, celebrate.
No, dude, Michelle will kick your ass.
I'm just telling you this.
She doesn't know on order.
It's been. I've been looking for. This is like the telethon. I've been on the telethon like the, you know, with the. But man, it's glad it's almost.
We had a lot of them too. Yeah. Coming up this year. It's
we
not
do.
Fun.
We do.
Mariners though are number 2 in terms of the core ranking, and that
That's
is a concern.
A lie.
That is a concern. They've actually moved up basically every year from 10 to 43, now to 2. And I do. Hey. I think that he does sway Mariner fave.
Hey, who's our guy yesterday we interviewed that's the Washington Commander?
Oh, Matthew Berry.
Matthew Berry?
Matthew Berry!
I'd like to know where Matthew Berry is right now.
I like Matthew Berry.
I do too. That's what ticked me off. He was just, he was so anti-Cowboy. He was Commanders. He was Eagles.
Well, he's a Commander fan. I also heard him afterwards. Like, he was listening to his own self in his headset.
No, he was listening to the phone.
I think the whole interview was just, for him, it was terrible.
No, he loves listening to himself.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
I heard the sigh from Broadus when he asked him, what could the Cowboys do today to give themselves a chance?
Oh, I heard that,
and
too.
It was just a non-answer.
Yeah. He's a fantasy football guy.
You're not
guy,
asking
Brian.
Me about fantasy stats here. My brain doesn't work.
I don't see a path to victory at all.
He did. He said no path to victory. That's when I stopped asking him questions. I looked at Eric and gave the watch, tapped the watch, like, and Eric's like, oh, I've got this.
Should have asked him about Dick Fangio.
Yeah. That would have been better.
Hey, who's the best DST play this weekend? And why is it the Cardinals against New Orleans?
Thank you, Wolchuk. A terrific round tripper. Okay, we're live at the Globe.
Legendary.
Rangers Astros coming up at 6:30. There's a Janko jersey right there. Salute
right
to this gentleman, Travis Jankowski, Blue Guy.
El Blondie.
Okay, we got to run. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. We're back with a little bit more sports, and I have a fun but maybe terrifying Cowboys Eagles question for you guys next. Sports in the Nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Rangers pregame is coming up here in 10 minutes. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Boys, we're on. Gentlemen, Chief brought us, we're on. Had an uncomfortable Cowboys-Eagles question for you. Uncomfortable, but potentially glorious, depending on how you look at it. What if the Eagles just weren't that good, and they're not that good? Like, to Wolchuk's point, he's not even picking them to make the playoffs. What if we saw last night was just a team that had come way back to the pack, and that's sort of giving us some false hope right now? What do you think, Brian?
I kind of feel like, though, that it's still going to be about their offensive line, which looks a little compromised right now. We'll see with Barkley, with all the touches you guys like to talk about. You know, Hurts, as long as he can run the ball. They've got some issues on defense.
Yeah.
They've got some legitimate, and it's not just guys spitting on people and getting knocked out of games. That's secondary. In a couple of spots, the safety spot, they're going to have to get Makuba playing a little bit better there. But that cornerback spot, Howie's probably going to have to go make a move on that one. And I think that the Eagles are a good team. Dallas, I think, for the most part, played better than them last night.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the team stats.
Yeah.
You just get rid of the turnover. You could have all the drops.
Yeah.
But, you know, get rid of that fumble could be a different game. How much better are the Eagles?
That didn't answer your question.
Yeah.
I don't think that answered your question.
Well, you said that you still think they're pretty good.
I still think they're pretty good. I don't think they're NFC champion good.
Did the Jalen Carter absence maybe make it look closer than it should be?
Yes.
I mean, absolutely a factor.
100%.
But I do think the Cowboys offensive line's
legit. The three inside guys played pretty darn well.
And I think that's going to be a consistent factor.
Yeah.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Look at this.
They might be the second best team in the – I think
I'll pick the Cowboys to finish second behind Philly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, Washington just doesn't have the line of scrimmage play. Their offensive line, they lost Cosme. They can't rush the passer. They don't have a good secondary.
They went and got Tunsil, you know?
Yeah, they got Tunsil.
They drafted Connerly or whatever, Connerly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Connerly from Oregon, not a bad player.
But it's not the best.
Corner. I mean, they got the best quarterback. That's what I think.
I think so, too.
Check this out, though. Luis Suarez of Inter-Miami, 6-game suspension by the League Cup for spitting at a Sounders staff member following Sunday's League's Cup final.
Yeah.
So maybe that's precedent.
Wow, talk about just a big-time spit week, huh?
Oh, huge, huge spit week.
He was also the biter, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Jeez, this guy's got it.
10 years or so ago in the World Cup. All right, thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Back Home Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. Just went 4.5 flawless like it was nothing. Thanks to Brian Broadus, the former Cowboys scout. Of course, Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Ramon Cruz, Remote Engineering. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.